You're listening to Crossroads International Church podcast. Welcome. We hope this podcast will bless you from wherever you're listening to it. For more information, go to our website at xrgs.nl. And now, let's get into the podcast.
Previously on The Great Search.
I don't understand why Mama and Dad always fighting and screaming.
I don't want to go to school anymore. All my friends started smoking, and you know I don't like smoking.
Why do they show such bad things on TV?
This is terrible. What's happening to this world?
I heard the world was going to end soon. Global warming, climate change, animal extincts. Don't you think that we're all going to extinct as well anytime soon?
We need to stay here.
Yeah, we need to stay here.
Yeah, we really do. Yeah.
Where are we now?
I don't know,
but there is a huge tower.
How did they make this for modern day technology?
I think aliens like ET built it.
Now you're being ridiculous. Anyway, we need to see if the Savior's inside there.
Let's go.
Wow, she's beautiful.
Yeah, but our freedom doesn't depend on the statue, no matter how beautiful it is.
We still need a Savior.
Okay, let's keep looking.
Hey, Dad.
Oh, hey,
there are all these penguins.
What's that?
Yeah. Oh,
a
the line's breaking. I'll catch
what?
You soon. Still looking for the Savior.
What Savior?
I'm freezing.
What are you guys doing?
Well, we're looking for the Savior, the one who can save our world.
We are too. Mickey Mouse said us that we need to go to Israel.
Mickey Mouse?
We're looking for the Savior.
You're looking for the Savior?
We are too.
Really?
We can help each other out.
Yeah. Let's go.
Getting ready. Sir, you don't know me. I'm a wise man from the east. And what are you doing this evening?
We're looking for a savior, big sir.
Ah, the savior. But you, Bethlehem, in the land of Judah, are by no means least among the rulers of Judah. For out of you will come a ruler who will shepherd my people, Israel. But this is from an old prophet who spoke this word years ago. And we follow a star, and we are sure that it will lead us to the Savior.
We're looking for the Savior!
The Savior? You'll never guess what happened to us.
What do you know about the Savior?
Well, we were just lying in the field, and then all of a sudden, these angels came, and they were singing, Gloria.
Okay.
So basically, we're going to Bethlehem to look for a baby wrapped in cloth in a manger.
Okay.
I think your sheep are running away.
Oh no.
No.
But we have to clean that. Let's go. Yeah.
Wow, the star is so bright.
I think it's getting bigger. Hello.
Oh, are you the star?
No, my dear, I'm the angel.
So you must know where the Savior is. We've been looking for him.
Yes, I know.
Wait, are you the angel?
Calm down. Yes, I am the angel, and I know you've been looking for the Savior. However, my dears, you're not going to find him with a globe or a map or a telescope or even a compass.
Why not?
The Savior, the Messiah, he's the one who's going to come to the world to look for each and every single one of you. The one who's going to gather his people.
I don't understand.
But we are here, aren't we?
Yes, you're here physically, but are your hearts open to receive him? Do you really believe that he will save you?
I do. He's the Savior, right? The one you spoke to the shepherds about?
Yes.
The one who was prophesied hundreds of years ago?
He is.
I really believe he's the one to save us.
Yes, yes, yes! Can you take us to him, please?
Yes, of course. Follow me.
Friends, we asked everybody to dress up in their cultural dress, if you had any, and I've seen so many different cultures represented, and I just want to say you all look so beautiful. And I thought, in keeping with our theme for tonight, I will preach tonight in Afrikaans. So vanaand is ons preek oor die geboorte en die koms van ons verlosser, Jesus Christus. Don't worry, I won't do that to you. We'll stick with English. But let me ask you a question, dear friends. Let me ask you a question. When do you take down your Christmas decorations? I'll never forget when Catherine and the kids and I first arrived in the Netherlands, and we put up our Christmas decorations the last week in November to coincide with Catherine's dad's birthday. Our Dutch neighbor came to us and really wanting to know why we are putting up the decorations so early. And then on the 6th of January, when it's our daughter's birthday, our Christmas decorations were still up. And then the same neighbor came to us and wanting to know why our decorations are still up. And so he was teaching us the etiquette around Christmas decorations. And we'll never forget that. But when do you take down your Christmas decorations? Do you perhaps start on the 27th? Or perhaps the first week in January? But as we do that, we get all excited, we have our decorations, and then we pack them away. We take them down whenever it is for you. We take them down, we pack them in a box, and we store them in the attic, never to think of it again until next year this time. But what I want to say to us is, and then from there, we just carry on with life, and we live our lives, and we carry on searching for meaning and purpose and joy and happiness and well-being and riches and all those things. We pack our decorations away, and then off we carry on, and we unpack them next year this time. But I want to say to us that if we know and understand what this night is really all about, you will know that tonight is the beginning. Tomorrow is only the beginning of something beautiful. And tonight, in the midst of all our cultural celebration and our singing and our festivities, let's take a minute to pause and remember what tonight is really all about. So let's remind ourselves very quickly. And here it is, for some, the absurd idea, or for some, the great scandal of tonight, the great scandal, if you will, if I can phrase it that way, of Christmas, is this. This is what us Christians believe and why we've gathered here to celebrate. Here's what we believe. We believe that God Almighty, creator of the universe, the one who said, "Let there be light," took on human form and was born as a baby to come and live among us. Emmanuel, God with us. to walk and live among us, to then grow from a baby to an adult, to show us that God is real, to show us what God is like, to show us what we are meant to be like, and to show us and remind us that you and I can know life in all its fullness and purpose and meaning, and have a relationship because of the cross of Jesus, and be reconciled with our Creator, our loving God, and Heavenly Father. This is the claim of Christmas. Now, you believe it or you don't, but as Christians, that's what we believe. And we are not shy about it tonight. We gather and we remind ourselves and we celebrate that God Almighty, in the person of Jesus Christ, took on human form so that we can know our God and Creator. This is how the Bible puts it. In John's Gospel, chapter 1, it says it this way. John says, the Word became flesh and lived among us. Or as Paul says in Colossians 1, He, Jesus, is the image of the invisible God. Or as Matthew summarizes it in his Gospel when he says, and they shall call him Emmanuel, which means God is with us. It's a pretty big thing that we remember tonight and celebrate and believe as Christians. But wait, it gets more interesting, because you would think that if the God of the universe is going to come and be among us, he will come as some mighty, well, I don't know, warrior or Thor or somebody. But the story of Christmas tells us he came to us as a baby. And I've often, I don't know about you, but I've often wondered why. Now, there are many reasons why, but I really think when we think of babies and what they do to us, we can begin to understand maybe why God came to us as a baby. I mean, even now, I'm 52 years old in 6 days or so. And even now, I pick up a baby and I just melt and I look at Catherine and I'm like, is it too late for us? Because that's what babies do to us, don't they? They just help us break down barriers. They make us love. They draw love out of us. And the Christmas story tells us this is how God came to us as an infant. But we know, and we further believe, that Christ first came to us as an infant. But he promised that he will come again. And when he comes again, he's not going to come as an infant, but he's going to come as a victorious king. And part of tonight is us celebrating and remembering anticipating. Thank you very much. We are here tonight anticipating the coming of Jesus again as King. And so we sing and we celebrate. Friends, how powerful a message that God chose to be among us. Knows us, understands us. In Hebrews, it says that in Jesus, having grown up here as and then became an adult, Hebrews says, for we do not have a high priest who is unable to know and understand and sympathize with us humans. No, but one who in every respect knows us and understands us and has been tempted as we are, yet without sin. What a powerful message that God knows and understands us and promises that he will never leave or forsake us. Christmas tells us that in the midst of our searching for life and purpose and meaning, God Almighty broke into human history, into the human story. He broke into our story, your story, to say, I am with you. I am here for you. I know you and love you. And this is a message that we cannot pack away in a box and hide it in the attic and only pull it out and dust it off in a year's time. This is a truth that calls for us to stop searching and start surrendering. Friends, tonight, part of what we're celebrating is this truth. The search is over. Instead, what is asked of us is to move from searching to surrendering to the King of all kings. The last thought, I don't know if you picked it up in our beautiful readings, so by the way, in our different languages of Luke's gospel, our reading for tonight, Luke mentioned three times in just a few verses the kind of bed that the baby Jesus was in, the crib in the manger. Now that's interesting. Why would he mention it three times, the kind of bed that that baby Jesus had, in just a few verses? I think many reasons. I want to point out two. Is because if we understand that Christ was born in a crib, in a manger, in a feeding trough for animals, the lowest of the low, a feeding trough where animals would come and feed, creatures would come and feed, probably chiseled, carved out of stone or wood, the message that Luke wants us to know is that Christ came to us in such a way, identifying with the poorest of the poor, the lowliest of the lowly, and so that you and I understand that Christmas and the message of Christmas is for rich and poor, young and old, black and white, and everything in between. The message of Christmas is for us all. And then I think secondly and finally, Luke wants us to know where Jesus was born, in the place where creatures would come and feed, where they would come to be nourished. And this is where Christ was born, so that you and I know, as we live our lives, that Christ is the one that will nourish and feed our deepest desires and longing, and will feed and satisfy us in a way that nothing and no one else can. And so the message stands before us: Emmanuel, God with us, God among us. Will you stop your search and instead surrender to Him, the King of all kings? Let us pray. Heavenly Father, we thank you for this special night. Lord, we give you all the praise for this significant season where we celebrate your birth. Lord, we thank you as we reflect on your joy, your peace, your grace. May you give us wisdom and the opportunity to give back this Christmas and be a blessing to each other. Lord, tonight again, we commit all our plans before you and ask for peace as we put everything in place to make Christmas a joyous occasion. Be with us all as we seek to live the message of Christmas every day of our lives, surrendering to you our all. We ask this in Jesus' name. Amen.
Thank you for listening, and we hope that you have a wonderful week. See you next time.